Czech-born jazz guitarist Rudy Linka is a performer who needs no introduction to international audiences. Based in New York, he often returns to the Czech Republic and has now organized a new festival that will bring world-class musicians to Prague as well as other parts of the Czech Republic. The festival takes place over 3 days and performances are free for everyone. It's a great opportunity to hear some great jazz. Earlier, I sat down with Rudy Linka to discuss the festival, but I was also able to ask him about his own past, why he chose the guitar over the violin so many years ago.
Well, I started on violin when I was 6 years old, and the violin, I start just because everybody in my family played violin. So we had a teacher who came every Wednesday to our home, and so he was teaching me too. And I, you know, I just didn't object to it, and I played it. But when I was around 13 or 14, I met a friend of mine who is really, really good guitar player, and he was playing all the Beatles songs and Bob Dylan, and it was the first time when I kind of not just heard the guitar, but heard that music. And I really fell in love with it, really started to play it on my own, and after that I found a teacher who was a really good classical player, and I started to play classical guitar, and after that I met a few other guys who played jazz, and I liked them so much, and they were so much fun to be with, that I started to play jazz.
What kind of freedom does the guitar offer you as an instrument, say, compared to that violin?
You know, that's a good question. I bought a book about violin because, you know, after 20 years, I came back to the violin, and I bought a violin again, and I started to play because my daughter plays classical piano, and I was bothering her with my playing, you know, so we played this duet. And the book was about basically about why the violin is the best instrument on the planet. And the guy really very specifically explained why violin is the ultimate instrument. And I was reading it and I was thinking, this is just so great, but the guitar is even better. You know, and I think it's just because the guitar has basically two instruments in one. It's a piano and drums. Just because the left hand basically plays the chords and can play the melody, can play the bass line exactly like the pianist. Only other instrument who can do that is the piano. And right hand is really a drummer. And I think this combination that you can actually take the instrument and you can really bang in it, you know, even if you just know one chord, it's just so great because you have to be a very, very good piano player to get this kind of rhythm feel on a piano. I can imagine just, you know, Keith Jarrett, who can really play that almost like if you play on the guitar, if you play these open strings and it really sounds like that. And plus, you know, it's a fashion statement. I mean, you can go and buy a red guitar or blue guitar, you know, when the violin is always just one color.
How did your education compare between the Prague Conservatory, between the education you received in, you got in Sweden, and the education you got at Berklee?
Well, you know, it's these schools are very, very different. And I would not even say that it's the schools, but I would say I would divide it into the teachers, which is, it can be just one teacher, because you really study with one guy. And after that, you are taking these other classes, but you are kind of just trying to get through them because you are just focused on this one thing which you want to do. And I was always so lucky that I basically, if I go back in my life, I have just some unbelievable teachers. I mean, just really, really good teachers. Milan Tesař here in Prague, Rolf Lafler in Sweden, and these guys are really one of the best guys you can have in this classical field. And when I get to the United States, I study at Berklee, and at Berklee I study mostly arranging and composition. And Herb Pomeroy was the arranger there, which is, he's unbelievable. And after, when I was in New York, I studied with Jim Hall and John Schofield and John Abercrombie, and you cannot really get better than that. I mean, these guys are really doing exactly what I wanted to do, and are just really beautiful people. So it's not just about that somebody will give you the exercises and you go home and try to learn the exercises on the guitar, because anybody can do that.
Sure.
But it's about to come to the lesson and be inspired and really wanted to go home and explore the thing which this guy show you, or which this guy play for you, and be with it for 8 hours a day, maybe 12 hours per day for the rest of your life, and to be ignited by, you know, by this experience. And I really honestly have to say that I really met these guys who did it for me.
In terms of performing jazz, how does the experience of going into the studio compare to performing live?
Well, I like the studio and I love to perform live, and they are just so two different things. You know, there is nothing better than to perform for a great audience. And I think the audience in the United States is just really, really good. And it's funny because I am saying it because a lot of people think that the audience in Europe is better just because they are very quiet and they are very attentive and they listen. And after that, you know, the song is over and they clap. And it's but club, which is the oldest club in the United States, and it's in a black neighborhood, and there are guys there who are, you know, maybe 70, 80 years old who are sitting. And you play something and they go, oh, man, I hear you, I hear you. And they just kind of, you know, react to what you do. And I have to say that when we play there and the audience is, it's almost like a gospel, like in a church, you know, when the preacher says something and the congregation is talking back to the preacher. And it's just really amazing because I just couldn't sleep, you know, at that night in the hotel. It just really, it's totally different. And I think it's really part of jazz. It's also these guys, you know, after the concert, I mean, these guys come to me and they talk about who they saw at that club, you know, Wes Montgomery, Miles Davis, all these guys. And it really means something about it. This music stays in the walls. So it's not just to kind of build some club, you know, in a basement and to say, okay, here, this is a jazz club. It's more than that. Now, in the studio, I have to say, I like to play in the studio just because the recording engineer who is recording with me, James Farber, he is so good that the moment you put your headphones on and you hear the band as we play, it sounds like a CD. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really, you know, it's a good experience. And it's very different just because you can kind of say, okay, let's try this. And after that, we stop and we go, let's try that. So you can, you know, you have more, you know, liberties than when you play live.
We're in Prague now, and you're here because you're also putting together the first Bohemia Jazz Fest. What was the main drive behind putting together this festival?
You know, we play quite a bit in these summer festivals in Italy, which are, I mean, beautiful. I love Italy. It's a beautiful country. I mean, the cities are just so gorgeous. And the atmosphere is just fantastic. There's this combination of something which is very modern, like jazz, and something which is very historic. So when I started to play here in Czech Republic again, and we played in České Budějovice, and after the gig we went to the square, and it's night, and the square is gorgeous, but it's really a parking lot. There is nothing going on there. And I just said to myself, this is amazing. I mean, this is exactly the setting like it's in Italy. The only thing which is, you know, which is not here is this jazz, but that's really very easy to move. So we just, with a bunch of friends, we decided this crazy idea that we will actually do this. And we are working on it for 2 years, and it will start this coming Thursday on Old Town Square in Prague, and after it will move to Prachatice on the 14th of July, and on the 15th it will be in České Budějovice.
And who are all the performers, or at least some of the performers that the audience will be able to see?
It's all my friends who had to come, and I said to them that you will get paid very little, but free beer. All immediately said that's a very good deal. And so we have Bill Frisell coming with his band to Prague, and we have James Blood Almer, Vernon Reed, who is also coming to Prague. We have Johannes Anders, that's a German saxophone player who has an amazing quartet. He lived in New York for many years, and now he's back in Munich, so he's coming with his quartet. Joris Dudley, that's a drummer from Austria who has a funk band. We have Yellow Jackets, who are coming to České Budějovice. They will be celebrating their 25th anniversary. In Prachatice, we have Ravi Coltrane with a friend of mine, David Gilmour, who is a guitar player who plays with Bonnie Ray and Melissa Etheridge and all these guys. And at the same time, he plays with Wayne Shorter, so he's very, very good. And I will be playing with a friend of mine from Italy, Gabriele Centis, and František Uhlíř, a Czech bass player. So it will be kind of like a little unit which we never played together before, but I hope people will like it.